Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Have you ever compared yourself to the next person that you was watching, listening to, and or learning from, and felt like you was doing something wrong? If you answer yes to any of those questions, this video is for you. Just like the title talked about, what was it? Comparison kills your confidence. And it kills your confidence because you are comparing yourself to other people's journey, not recognizing the journey that the other people are on when you are on a different level. So in this video, if you feel like you're comparing yourself, don't feel like you're really understanding the phase that you are in now, this video is for you. Make sure you got your pen. Make sure you got your notebook. We are diving deep within the importance of not comparing yourself. So comparison kills your confidence. And here's the thing, right? So I've been podcasting for over half a decade, and I've been growing, I've been learning, I've been developing, I've been really evolving within myself. But as I continue to grow within myself, I'm learning from different mentors, I'm learning from different people who has different level of experiences, I'm learning from other people who have different expertise that can help me along the journey. Here's the caveat. Here's the difference. It's not the fact that the information that they're helping me understand is challenging. It's more so that I don't recognize that I'm at a certain level. I'm at a certain phase in my journey. I'm not at their phase. Excuse me. So of course, what they are suggesting is something based off their experience. Nonetheless, what my downfall is that when I hear something, I want to implement it as soon as possible. Like I want to go do it. I want to make it happen. I want to like really focus on it. And what I started to recognize is that it's not the fact that nothing is working. It's more so that I'm trying to make everything work when I'm only one person. You see, the difference between someone who has more experience than the other person is the amount of people that's around them, the amount of understanding that's around them, the amount of business that they understand when it comes to podcasting. You do not understand the journey that you are on until you go along your journey, and then you start to meet someone who has a similar journey to you. But here's the kicker. Here's the side note. They are more experienced because they have been doing the thing longer than you. And then when I started to really like understand, in fact, today, I was like, wait, why am I not that far? Why am I not that further ahead like I would like to be? But then when I reflect and look back, I'm like, wait, hold on. I done came so far. Subconsciously, I didn't recognize that I was comparing myself to other people because the other people that I was learning from, they've been in the game for a long time. And I'm thinking I can shorten that process. I think I can shorten that journey. I'm thinking I can make a difference by accomplishing a goal in a short span of time, in a shorter time. Why is that important? It is important because I have to understand that I'm at a phase. I'm at a journey. Just like everyone else is at a journey, I'm at a phase where I have to discover like more clarity, what the business is, what is it going to consist of, who are my customers. Just like I'm getting past that phase. And here's the thing. When I'm at level one versus level 20, let's just say 20, and this can be years, same as here, years. And what's the difference is that from here all the way up to here, there's a gap. And this gap is experience. And the experience is what I was missing. Many people say if you want to dream, you got to dream big. In fact, it's in the book, The Art of the Deal. Yet they don't recognize, they don't mention, as you are dreaming, as you are believing, as you are doing, understand that your dream can only go so far right now. Right now. Hold on. Why is that important? Because it's not the fact that you're dreaming too small, too little, and you're not dreaming at all. It's more so of understanding where you are at with this dream. I started with the dream, and in fact, that's a documentary that I produced, edited, uploaded, and I got the people together, directed, like all the different things that I did. But the starting with the dream documentary started with a dream. Well, before it was a dream, I start asking people who have done different films, who created different content, who really is in that area. I went to seek guidance, and the guidance helped me produce my documentary, Starting with the Dream documentary. Why am I sharing that? Because the gap is everything, because the gap means that you don't have the experience. The experience, hold on, are lessons. The experience are growth. And the experience is education. You're educating yourself while you're on his journey, but it's not going to make sense today. But in fact, it can make sense if you continue along the journey. The process is so overwhelming, so confusing, so challenging. Yet if you continue to process the information that you're processing will help you see things differently, will help you see your business differently, will help you see yourself differently. You see, it's the gap that makes a difference. It's the level of experience. It's the amount of experience that a lot of people don't have. Whereas with the people who do have the experience, how are they able to help guide, mentor people with no experience? Well, they're able to help guide and mentor people with no experience because they have the experience. Now, as a leader, now I'm becoming a better leader. Every single day, I have to lead myself. Before I lead everybody else, I got to be the one that lead myself. If I'm not the one that's leading myself, I'm depending on just life in general just to lead myself. But in reality, when I take control of reflecting, the reflection of myself helped me grow. The reflection of my lessons helped me learn. The reflection of the experience help me gain the experience over time. I cannot learn everything all at once. And as I go and try it, the challenge comes from re-understanding that we're on two different paths. We're on two different paths. I'll give you another prime example. I went to the dentist today. And prior to me going to the dentist today, I typically floss. Like every time I eat some candy, every time I eat, whatever the case is, I floss. I floss a lot. I got floss in the car, floss at the house, floss everywhere. I floss because I remember when I was younger and I had the same issue when I was eating a lot of candy. I wasn't flossing. So now I'm a lot older. I'm more aware of it that I need to floss a lot more. I go to the dentist today. And as I proceed to go to the dentist, I'm thinking everything cool. I even had a conversation prior to the actual appointment. And I was like, yeah, man, some people just don't take care of their teeth. And I go into the dental room, and as I'm sitting there, I'm like, I ain't got nothing to worry about. So they take a x-ray of my teeth, and what is called, lo and behold, I had cavities. Here's the thing about that. It doesn't matter the amount of experience that you have. It matters the experience that you have that will prepare you for difference, to be different. Why? Because if I was to compare myself to the doctor who's been in the field for over 20 something years and say, well, I've been trying to floss for the last 20 something years. The education is differently. The experience is different. She's speaking from experience. I'm speaking from theory. I'm speaking from testing. But the thing about the gap and the thing about gaining the experience is understanding that it takes time to gain that knowledge. The knowledge is going to come. The knowledge is not going to come unless you go seeking the knowledge. The knowledge is not going to come unless you go asking for the knowledge. You see, the knowledge or the education. Let me turn the page. Hold on. The education is gaining experience. And then when you go gain the experience, you go to mentors to seek guidance. Why? Because if you can seek guidance on a podcast that you want to launch, someone is willing to help you. Someone is willing to help you grow. But you have to recognize that there are people at different levels of their journey. And I started this podcast episode explaining comparison kills your confidence. Because if you're constantly looking at other people's success, other people's journey, and seeing how they did it, you're stopping your growth because you're comparing what you don't have. You're comparing what you do not see. And you compare what you do not understand. I was comparing myself on the experience that I didn't have in the podcasting space. I was comparing myself on success in the podcasting space that I didn't have. I was comparing myself on the team that I didn't have versus the team that they did have. It causes a belief within myself to understand, one, I'm on the right path, okay? Two, I have to understand the path that I'm on. Three, I have to be okay with discovery. I have to be okay with experience. I have to be okay with just evolving. Growth comes from when someone's intentionally trying to grow. And if I'm not intentionally trying to grow, how can I actually become better? How can I have a podcast business who help leaders? At first it was helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, but I'm going to change it to helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting. And the reason why I'm going to change it is because, yes, helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence is key. It's really important. Nonetheless, it's going to take a long time to build a community, which I don't mind. In addition to that, I have to learn and have the team in place to take care of the community. I have to have the software in place to take care of the community. I have to have the funds in place to take care of the community. It's not the fact that the idea of the community is bad. It's more so if I'm one person, this one person should be doing so many different things that I'm limiting myself. I'm limiting my growth. I'm limiting everything that I'm doing. In fact, today I was actually putting notes down. I'm like, okay, so whenever I do a podcast with somebody, what are the steps? What are the process? Well, I need to get this out my head. I need to get this out my thought process and put it onto paper. And as I continue to put it onto paper, I start to see the process that's being developed over time. The process that I'm following, I'm just naturally following. But before anybody come onto the team, the process has to be established. Because if it's not established, how can people know what to do? How can people know what to provide? How can people understand the value that they are delivering if it's not processed in the beginning? You see, I'm doing some deep dive within my work and within myself because it's really helped me understand that just because you have an idea doesn't mean that every idea has to be acting upon. Because if you're not acting upon your idea, there's so many ideas that go that I was acting upon and I didn't recognize that I was just a one person team. So I want to draw what it looks like to be a beginner podcaster, like really putting things into place, really like organizing everything and just trying to be consistent with the process. And so this is me. Oh, hold on. Let me change it. Let me erase this right quick. Hold on. So this right here is me. Bring this down. Me. I'm going to say this right here is my comparison. But the thing with them, they have another person plus another person. Okay. Plus another person. Plus another person. Plus another person. So this team, this right here is called a team. This team, hold on. This team versus me. And I'm going to put versus. What's the problem with it? The problem is that I'm only one person trying to do so many different things. With a couple of people say you should be on social media, a couple of people say you should do podcasts, a couple of people say you should go speak, a couple of people say you should get on other people's podcasts, a couple of people say you should write a book, a couple of people say you should do all these different things. But here's the thing, if you're only just one person, at some point you're limiting your growth. Okay. Hold on. Let me come back. You're limiting your experience. You're limiting your knowledge because there's so many different things that you cannot do at this moment, and you have to be okay with not doing them. Today, in fact, I was watching this interview with Kevin Hart, and this interview is actually pretty old, maybe a couple years ago. And as he's talking, he's communicating in a way where he's speaking about the people that's around him. And I'm like, man, one day I have the dream of really making an impact and really like making a difference in leaders' lives to help them launch their podcast with confidence and or help leaders gain more exposure through podcasting. So I'm still balancing two, still trying to figure out the two. And one day I'm going to really help a lot of people. Here's the thing, as people are sharing their journey, and I do this often as I'm, you know, starting to learn more about people's success and what they did to get to where they're at today. And I'm asking questions. I'm like, well, a lot of people see your success. A lot of people see where you are at today, but they don't see where you was before you got here. And so as they are talking, they're communicating with me, and I'm like, this is really great. This is really phenomenal. It resonated with me just now is that everyone has some level of success, yet the success that they are achieving, they're not acknowledging that because it's not like the next person's success. This team that I'm comparing myself to, they are people who has different skills, and I'm going to write the different skills right above it because everybody brings something differently. Okay, I'm going to write different skills. I'm gonna write, oh, you can't even read skills. You can't even read skills. Hold on, different skills. All right, there we go. Different skills. And what this consists of is six people here. Let's say six people. Okay. Versus, I'm the only one that got the different skills. Oh, different skills. Why am I showing this? Why am I writing this? There we go. Why am I writing that? Okay. Prime example. I'm writing that because it's not the fact that I'm on a journey that I don't understand the growth that I've been doing or that I've been establishing. It's more so of understanding that I'm on a journey, and the process that I'm going through, it takes time to go from one person to three people. It takes time to go from one person to five people. It takes time to build people around you. Nonetheless, when it starts with me, it doesn't end with me. Excuse me. Hello. As it started with me, it's not going to end with me, but it has to start with me before it goes to anybody. And so understanding, like, it's a process that you have to go through of discovery, of lessons, and understanding the business you want to have, understanding how you want to go about helping people. Like, I literally thought I had the business that I wanted to work on and develop, but then I start weighing the pros and cons. I'm like, well, it's good to have the community aspect of it, but it's like, well, now I got to be the one that manages the community. I got to be the one that communicate with, not that it's bad, but it's like, man, that's a lot of work for one person. That is a lot of work for one person. But what if I'm already doing podcasting and I discovered this yesterday or this morning? Since I'm already doing podcasts and I had different interviews with different people, what if I just focus primarily on the podcast right now? Grow the podcast, grow the brand, grow the amount of people who know more about Failure's Knowledge. And as I'm doing that, it will position me differently to eventually have a community because I will have the team to be able to manage that. Just like the example that I used earlier before is that you have the team on the right, which has six people on there. And then you have me, which is just one person. I'm the only one that has different skills compared to a team who has six people, six different skills, six different expertise, six different levels of experience. And it was like, oh, that's why. That's what I've been missing. That's what I've been trying to figure out. I can't do everything because I'm only one person. But what if I do the one thing the best of my capability, and then this one thing will eventually grow to two things? What if this one thing grow beyond two things and become three, four, five, six, seven? But since comparison kills confidence, I thought I wasn't succeeding. I thought I wasn't successful. I thought I wasn't achieving what I put my mind to. In reality, I just had to recognize that, no, you are putting work in. You just have to recognize the work that you are putting in and the phase that you are in your journey. You might not be on level one. You might not be on level 20, but you are on a level of progression. You're constantly progressing. You're constantly growing. You're constantly developing. I remember playing Mario Brothers, and in the game Mario Brothers, there's levels to beat. There's level to defeat. There's levels to the game. And until you get past level one, you don't get past level two. Until you get past level two, you don't get past level three. Until you get past level three, you don't get past level four. You see, what is the level? The level are years. Until you get past year one, you're not going to get to year two. Until you get past year three, you're not going to get to year four. There's a process that you have to go through. And when you don't compare yourself, you are on your own journey. Your journey is what's going to teach you. Your journey is what's going to prepare you. Your journey is what's going to establish your confidence, because you're able to have a business based off your consistency. Comparison kills confidence because it kills your process. It kills your progress. It kills what you have already established, because you think, I thought I didn't have nothing that the next person had. In fact, I have everything that I need to go from level one. Check this out. To go from level one to level two. Because when you go take your time through the levels, or go take your time through the years, or go take your time through everything that you're doing, there's a process that you are growing through, you are developing your confidence. You are developing your belief. You are developing everything that you have understood. You see, to get to that point, you have to start at some point. To get to that level, you got to start with the level that you are at. If you're starting at something new, guess what? You're starting from the bottom. Hold on. Let me share my screen right quick. Let me change the page right quick. Let me make sure. Okay. When you start something new, starting new, you are starting at the bottom. And what is the bottom? Uneducated. E-D-U-C-A-T-E-D. No experience. No skills. Uneducated. No experience. No skills. And let's see. Excuse me, lack of clarity. When you compare yourself, you have to understand there's a lot of things that you do not have. When I was comparing myself, I started to understand, like, maybe I don't have a lot of things that everyone else has. So what do I have? So I didn't have, when I started a podcast and a half a decade ago, I didn't have the experience. I didn't have the education. I didn't have the skills. I lacked clarity. In fact, I'm still gaining the clarity. But what I did do is that I started to podcast. I started to record. I started to really put myself out there. And when you put yourself out there, you go from having no experience to taking risks to gain the experience. And as you are taking the risk to gain the experience, you are learning more about yourself, because you're not just saying, I think I can do something. You're actually doing what you think you can do. I started to podcast because I know I needed to start at some point. At some place I needed to start. And as I started to understand the importance of starting. The importance of the bottom. The importance of discovery. Because when you discover your path, when you discover your goals, when you discover your mission, the journey that you're going to be on, it's not going to be as clear. Yet it's going to be like a, what it's called, there's going to be ups and downs. It's kind of like a roller coaster. It's going to be up and then it's going to be down. This right here, hold on. This right here is called growth. When your moments are down, you are growing. You're growing because you're learning. You see, a half a decade ago, the podcasting space, I was really interested in doing it. A half a decade later, I'm like, man, this is something that I know I can do. Not only have I developed the skill, I'm learning more about marketing. I'm learning more about sales. I'm learning more about financing. I'm in school for business management. Like, I'm in school to learn business. So when I have as I'm building my own business, the information that I've learned in school, I'm applying it for myself. And guess what? It makes a difference, because I'm not just saying I need more information. I'm saying I'm getting the information. I'm trying to implement it, but I'm improving as I go. You see, one thing that stops a lot of people is that they want to start without gaining the knowledge. Another thing that stops a lot of people is that they want too much of the knowledge. No. You see, what makes a difference is the person who's willing to go up and down, just like on a drawing, up and then you go down. You have good days. Do you have bad days? But the days that are good beat the days that are bad, because you're going to have bad days. I've had countless amount of bad days, and yet I still find a way to podcast. In fact, today, I just understood like how to present when I'm reaching out to someone who I've never met before. And I saw this buzz, so here's the thought process. Okay. So now I'm switching the business model again, and it was helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, but I'm going to switch it to helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting. And so I'm looking to see, okay, who do I want to reach out to? I'm on the road, and I see people who has advertising on their vehicles, or who has a sticker on their vehicle, or who has a car tag on their vehicles. And then I get on a freeway, and there's a whole bus that has an advertising. Here's the thing. I was like, okay, what am I looking to do? What am I seeking to do? So I thought about it. I'm looking. And what I recognized was that everyone is at a different phase of their journey. But if I want to meet a customer where they are at, or guess where they are at, I need to go out and find them. So this is what I did. When I saw the bus, I said, maybe that's the type of guest that I'm looking to interview. It's not just the bus, but it's more so of how the bus was advertised. And as I looked at it, I gave them a call, picked up my phone and gave them a call. Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Stephen Oliver. I did the same thing to him. And when I called him, I was like, hey man, I'm right next to you in traffic, and I have a podcast where we interview leaders who have turned setbacks into success. A lot of wording, learning how to narrow it down. And the great thing is, he was like, yeah, man, come by the office. I was like, cool. Like, you know, I'm right behind you. Like, I can meet you in person right now. He was like, yeah, that's cool. So we met in person. We ended up doing a podcast. I sent him a podcast trailer. And then, like, just the instant thought that I had to give them a call, I gave them a call, and something different changed. It's not the fact that they wanted to launch a podcast. It's more so that they were a leader. He was a leader who gained the exposure from the podcast. Then I was like, okay, instead of me trying to what is it called? Create the low-hanging fruit. But one when I just think about what's actually in front of me. So when I called this bus, I was like, hey, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and I saw y'all bus like on the highway, like I'm right behind y'all. And I thought I used the same sentence, same wording. And I said, I have a podcast, and we interview X amount of people and so on and so forth. And she was like, okay, so like, what are you looking to do? I'm like, well, I'm a podcaster. Do y'all partner with podcasters? Why am I asking, do they partner with podcasters? Like, what does that have to do with anything? They don't even know what I'm calling. And then as the call progresses on and I get that information, they get my information, I was like, okay, so what do I need to put inside of the email when I send it to you all? She said, just put, looking to interview you. Hold on, looking to interview blank about your success. And I was like, That's it, because it was something that I was missing. I turned the light switch on. When I turned it on, it was like, boom, here's how to keep it simple. I'm reaching out to you to learn about your success. When she said that, I typed it in my phone, and it gave me confidence that I need to pivot. I need to pivot. And as I'm pivoting, it's a journey. But I'm not comparing my pivot, my change, my adaption to someone else who has already pivoted. Okay. Hold on. Now I got to be honest. I've been honest this whole time. And I got to continue to be honest. I was volunteering at this event earlier in 2025. And as I was volunteering at this event, I was talking to a lot of leaders, business owners, and things of that nature. Like, if you know me, I'm gonna learn more about you in the time that we have, because I'm just very curious to learn more about you. Like your journey, your lessons, your failures, how you turned it to knowledge. Like, I'm willing to learn. The guy that I was speaking to, he was in business for a long time. You remember the gap that I talked about? The gap is what I talked about. The gap is the amount of experience that someone has. So this right here, no. Where's it at? Oh, right here. The gap, the experience, or lessons, growth, and education. So this guy has a lot more experience than me. I'm 26 years old. He's in his 40s, close to 50s. And he has his own business. He's an entrepreneur. I don't know the exact business that he had. Nonetheless, as I'm speaking to him, and I'm asking questions and I'm learning more about him, he ended up telling me, he said, yeah, because we're in the process of revamping what we thought our business was going to consist of. And I'm like, revamping? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand what that means. They was like, well, we thought we had the right customer. We thought we had the right product. We thought we was offering the right service, but we wasn't. I'm like, wait, hold on. In my mind, I'm thinking just because you're experienced, you would never have no problems. Like, if you're more experienced, I'm thinking you ain't never went through nothing. Even though the whole platform, like, I'm kind of like, what is it called? Contradicting myself. Even though the platform was around helping leaders, helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting by turning their setbacks into success. It's really understanding, like, man, everyone is pivoting. Everyone has to do and adjust in some way, some form, some shape. But it's the amount of time that it takes for one to pivot. So as I'm listening to him, as I'm hearing him, he just said this. I'm like, bro, what you mean? You trying to figure it out? Haven't you been in business longer than me? I'm saying this in my mind. But what I discovered is that everyone are on their own journey. Yet just because you're on your own journey doesn't mean you can't change. Doesn't mean that you won't have problems. Doesn't mean that you won't have issues. Earlier I shared how I have three cavities because I wasn't flossing good enough, or I was eating candy snacking throughout the day. And I'm thinking, man, I know what to do. But even though I know what to do, that doesn't mean I'm not going to have the problem. The problem is what everyone goes through of discovering themselves, discovering their business, discovering who they want to help. Because until you really nail it and you get people saying, hey, like, this is what's working, this is not working, even the things that are not being spoken about. I did a podcast the other day, yesterday, in fact, and he explained that you have to listen to your customers. And then I'm like, okay, you're absolutely right. So my follow-up question was, a lot of people don't really communicate. Well, they communicate what's wrong, but many times you have to figure out what's not been said. So the way I asked the question was kind of confusing, but he clarified it, and then he answered it. And what this taught me is that if you're in business, you're going to be changing. If you're in business, you're going to be evolving. If you're in business, everything is not going to go as planned. And so when he said that, now it's making sense of, you know, everything that was spoken about yesterday. It's not the fact of the change. I'm sorry. It's not the fact that it's not working good enough. It's more so that you see something differently that can work better than the thing that you are working on. Like, for instance, at first it was, we help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And when I start to recognize that, when I get around other leaders, executives, business owners, entrepreneurs, well, they already have, let me draw it out. They already have this product. They already have, hold on, let me make sure I'm on the right page. Okay, no, I'm not on the right page. Okay. They already have. Hold on. I'm not on the right page. Okay. They already have. Okay. This right here is their product. Oh, that is actually a lot better. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this right here is their product, okay? And this right here is my product, okay? So now when I go to sell my product to their product, I'm going to put their product. This equals confusion. This equals confusion. Let me write it smaller so I can write it right there. Confusion. What is confused about that? Okay. What I didn't recognize was that when a company already has an established product, the amount of time that it went to discover this product was a lot. The amount of time to discover what this product consisted of was a lot. The amount of time to figure out their customers was a lot. Okay. Excuse me. Hearing that, I'm sorry, knowing that, because I'm doing it for myself, I had to really examine it differently. Am I creating more work for my customers or for the people that I want to work with? Or am I making it easier? And when I just sat back and listened to the feedback and listened to what people are not saying, it became confusing. Because if you put the time and effort into this one thing over here, and then I'm telling you to come launch your podcast with confidence, that's another timing thing that you have to put into consideration to learn this skill. Not to say that it's not possible, but what I am saying is that costs a lot of, there's a terminology called friction. Friction like makes it hard for people to decide. And it's kind of like a magnet, a positive magnet and negative magnet, where they don't go. Or I think it's a positive, negative. Like the magnet that don't necessarily just connect, it goes against it. when I started to recognize that I'm offering the wrong thing based on what people are saying and what they're not saying, I was like, oh, I need to change. I need to pivot. This goes back to the topic at hand of comparison kills your confidence because you're comparing yourself to the next person, or to that next business, or to the next anything, not knowing the amount of time that it took them to get to where they are at today. The discovery, the understanding, the product, the service, the sales, the marketing, the finance, and so on and so forth. To understand that, I'm like, well, how can I make this service slash product a lot more frictionless, a lot more like it just naturally connects? And then that's when I thought about it. I was like, what if instead of leaders launching their podcast with confidence, what about exposure? People need exposure. People need awareness. And by people, I'm saying leaders, executives, business owners, companies, organizations, they need exposure. I go on the highway, I see nothing but billboards. What is a form of that? That is a form of marketing, yes, but that's exposure. That is exposure. And when I started to recognize that, one, it does not take a lot for them to gain the exposure. They pay for the billboard goes up on the freeway, and people are driving by. People are driving by. Hold on. I want to draw this one out. I want to draw this one out because this one's going to be a good one. Hold on. Hold on. Make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that like. And let me know what you're thinking about it so far. Hold on. Okay. You got the highway right here. You got a board. Boom, boom. You got a board. Boom, boom. You have a board. And for those of you that's listening to the podcast, I am drawing what I'm speaking about right now. I'm drawing highway and boards. And by boards, these are advertisements. Advertisements. So is that... advertising. So is that. Okay. So you have people. Oh, wait, I gotta draw the car. I gotta draw the car. Hold on. I gotta draw the car. You can't see it. But anywho, I'm gonna draw it down. Hello. There we go. Okay, you got your vehicle right here. I'm gonna put car. These people, and then draw right there. There we go. People are seeing the ads. Like, they're seeing the boards. The boards as they are driving on the road. And it doesn't cost... well, I'm sorry. Hold on. It might cost the company money, but they don't have to figure out how to put the boards on by themselves. They can call a company. Company put on the board is there. That doesn't cause a lot of problems. That doesn't mean that they have to start something new. In fact, they can just get more exposure for their business. There's different forms of marketing. When I start to understand that, I was comparing myself because everyone else has a community. Everyone else has people who are following them. Everyone else has people who says, I support what he's done, what he's doing, what he or she is doing. But I didn't recognize the people that's behind the community that makes the community what it is today. And so when I started to understand, I'm like, wait, okay, this thing called exposure. People need exposure. If you're a business in business, if you're a leader that has a business, you need exposure. So that's when I started to pivot and change direction of, instead of, I still have the service and products, but what if I just focus primarily on helping leaders gain more exposure through podcasting? What if I keep it simple? What if I keep it straightforward? What if I just keep it to the point where when you come onto the podcast, you gain the exposure and the digital assets will help you gain more exposure? More exposure. I started to recognize that I believe I found my lane. Comparison kills your confidence because you don't see what's behind the curtain. Comparison kills your confidence because you don't understand what goes on behind the curtain. Comparison kills your confidence because you are trying to see what the other person is doing and comparing yourself to why it's not working. You have to be okay with being on your journey, because being on your journey will help you learn the path that you are on. The vehicles that are driving on the highway, they're on a path. They're going to a direction. They're going to a place, a location. It's called location. But for them to go to the location, they have to get on a path. They have to get on the journey. They have to start. Because as you are starting, just recognize, just always remember that everybody is on their own journey. But when you compare your journey to the next person's journey, you forget about your own journey. And so to recap this podcast episode, we talked about a couple of things. And really, to be honest, like, it's all about, like, comparison kills your confidence, because you have to understand there's a gap between experience that you don't have and experience that you do have. A lot of people that's in business longer, they have more experience than you, and that's absolutely okay. You will eventually gain the experience if you are consistent with it. The next thing that we're talking about is gaining the experience. One person might have a team of 6 people, whereas I have a team of 1 person. Over time, I'm looking to grow my team and develop. Speaking of that, we're hiring, by the way. So if you're interested in working for a podcast company who help leaders gain more exposure, shoot us a message, because we'd love to work with you. The next thing that we went over is that there are highs and lows. Like, you have good moments, you have bad moments. Never let the bad moments ruin the good moments, because the good moments will overcome the bad moments. The next thing that we went over is product, my product, and confusion. If my product is confusing to my customers, they would not purchase it. They would not buy it. They wouldn't even do anything with me because it's confusing and it takes too much work. Lastly, exposure. Every business owner need more exposure, because the more exposure you receive, the more customers is willing to come work and buy your products and or services. So the reason why this video is so important, because I got to a point where I was comparing myself, but I didn't recognize I was comparing myself. And when I started to understand I was comparing myself to other people who has been in the game for a long time, I started to recognize that I was missing the opportunity of my growth, my journey, and the lessons that I've been on. So if you enjoyed this, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how comparison kills your confidence and how you're going to stop comparing yourself to others. And lastly, let me know, hit that follow. Make sure you hit that follow button, so that way you can get notifications on when to gain more information for your podcast, for your business, for your growth. So that way you can learn from someone who's doing instead of someone who's just reading. So until next time, I appreciate y'all. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway from why comparison kills your confidence. Let me know. I love to read it. And until next time, click this video to watch more videos for your podcast. That was good.